So we have a time for some feedbacks from this meditation and maybe questions about this meditation. And I sense, because the time is quite limited and because there will be a talk in the afternoon as well, that like I would want to give priority to the feedbacks of this meditation, what happened, you know, that so that we have concrete feedbacks and your experience. Or maybe questions about misunderstandings that prevent you from practicing this approach, rather than the overall understanding of dukkha. So if you want to just say how this meditation, what happened, just switch on your mic, and then please switch it off after.
I had the problem, I don't know if it's a problem, when it's silence is coming and there is nothing, I'm scared. Mm-hmm. Comes scared. Yeah. And it's really... really deep, I want to go away.
Yeah,
it's really hard to stay in this moment.
Yeah,
because it's caring, because there is nothing.
Yeah,
it was better. It came and then went away. Mm. went away and once and twice, and then it was better. There was times where I could stay. But it was a lot of energy to stay.
Yeah.
And to have the confidence.
Yes.
That it's okay. Yeah. Because it's really...
Yeah. So, and did you have that many times before, or...?
I had this one, or...?
Yeah, the scary bit. Being scared in meditation?
Yes, I had it with you.
You open your eyes and you see me.
No.
Okay, so
that's when we did in the Sangha or in yes. November, December. I don't know, one of the meditation I had. Yeah. But this one was really conscient.
Yes. So I it's a good sign. It's a good sign because it's very usual, and it is something that I sometimes have myself. And I think I said in the last Sangha, but I had 2 weeks ago, it happened again to me. And when we practice meditation, and especially this style of meditation, is pushing us to the limit of what we know of ourselves. It's pushing us to deconstructing the image and the usual way we relate to ourselves. It changes the way we feel ourselves, and it brings us into places that are quite unknown consciously. We're not creating something, but we're discovering something of us that is very vast or silent or luminous, or you know, and that we didn't know before. We've never seen that. And so, because it's not familiar, then there is a reaction. And the reaction is strong if there is little trust, and there is less strong if there's more trust. But anyway, by going there again and again, by this happening again and again, familiarity will come. And then one moment, it will be just normal. It is very normal that the usual sense of self doesn't appear. And it's normal, and then it's not seen, it's not mystical, it's not special, it's just normal. But from this side, where we're not used, then to this this depth of our being, then it can be very scary. So when you're scared, it means that it went somewhere unusual, quite deep. Yeah, this is why I say it's a good sign. And I never heard anybody staying stuck and not being able to come back in his habitual sense of self. Never heard about that. With drugs, yes. But with meditation, I never encounter or met that case. So this, I think, is good to know. But still, as I said, 2 weeks ago, one moment, I was, and it's very strange because this is really, you know, this is really what I'm longing for, is like going to places of myself where the self doesn't appear. I don't know how to express that. But when it comes, there is an ease and resistance and somewhere, somewhere. And it's okay. It's okay. And you can play with this. You can just relax a bit, come a little bit again to your normal sense of self, knowing you're there in meditation, not total disappearance, and then maybe again go exploring, and then, you know, you can play. And another thing to remember, because you said like you tried, like if you didn't use these words, but you tried to being brave a little bit and to cope with this, you know? So when you're there and you try to stay, look for a sense of ease and well-being at the same time. Because sometimes our focus goes on the scare, on the feeling of being scared. But there are other feelings as well. Concomitant, together with being scared, there are also some other feelings. And some of them may actually comfort you. You understand what I mean? So when this happens and when there is the feeling of being scared, maybe opening the awareness to other senses, to other feelings that are there, maybe of some peace, some kind of relaxation. Together with the fear arising, there is also a sense of well-being, for instance. And this will balance and help. But very normal. Very normal, and always take it as a good sign. Yeah. Well, it means, you know, for me, Evelyn, what it means like this way of meditation has worked in this time. This is what it means.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Any other, like, feedback of your meditation, very important to hear what happened. Doesn't have to be deep and mystical, and it can be also resistance, it can be anything, but just feedbacks of how it was, or questions if you feel like, oh, I don't get that aspect of the practice. Or
I think I noticed that the fact that we've been talking about also letting go of the pressures, of the good experience, and of feeling well during meditation helped me a lot, feeling less precious about what I'm doing here and what I'm practicing here. So that gave me a lot of ease in this meditation. And yeah, and to an extent, it worked really well for me, so that I kind of went into this in-between corridor between dream and wake. And unlike usual, it was very empty and black and dark. And usually I would have like things going on, very calm and quiet, but I would have images flashing up and stories coming up in a slow manner. But this time I felt like it was very devoid of any meaning, which was a good feeling.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Eric. Nicole, you also wanted to say something?
I think it was the fact that applying this doesn't work for me without thoughts.
Sorry, can you speak louder?
Hello, hello, hello.
Yes.
There's this whole observing going on, like observing the breast it's getting calmer, and okay, the body says this, the body says this. Okay, I don't focus on that. I let go. But then to observe this new thing, something comes and I let it there. But what does it do with me to see what this dukkha means? I need a lot of thoughts.
Yes.
Yes. And having and engaging in those thoughts, the thoughts bring back. I mean, we are talking thoughts and words and images and associations and bluff. Suddenly there is the judgment again. So, and then I have to start all over again of coming back to the breath and no.
Yes, yes.
It's like, it's this double layer play that's kind of tricky. I'm not very into meditation right now, so I have to start, and it's like this whole practice is lacking. But diving into having like two indications is woo, and I think it's very, the tricky part is really how to have the words, what to do with the words. Not, yes. I need them, because if not, I can't really see, detect what is the dukkha stuff, but without them getting into some really reflections.
Yes. Yeah. So so the practice is like ideally we would have 1 month of discussion trying to figure out a little bit what is dukkha, and then we start the meditation, and not just like 45 minute talks and then we jump in. And you know, like I heard about a Tibetan school where they have 15 years of trying to figure out these kinds of concepts before they try to see it in meditation, to apply this in meditation. So no wonder when we start a meditation like this, it's very complex. So we need to have this philosophical understanding strong enough so that it's not too heavy and disturbing in meditation. And that's practice. It's practice of this style. This style is very different than coming back to a deep space and staying there, which I have been practicing and I'm still practicing a lot, and I love it. But this is different. It's less resting, because there is activity, and again, bringing back the view. And when you have enough understanding of the view you want to bring back, and this is valid for any view. So last month we did impermanence, very easy to understand impermanence, but this one is more complex. This one is more complex. Dukkha is more complex to understand than anicca. So if you're interested in this view, part of the job will be to reflect until the moment you are very clear that in a certain way, in a certain understanding, spiritual longing is not longing about a state, an acquirement, an achievement, becoming something, a success, or anything. You have to reflect and have this clear. And then you have to see and understand that all this attempt to feel good by reaching a state, by not having this in my life, by the disappearance of that, by the possessing this, all this you call dukkha, or you choose a name, we don't care. But you make a small thing. And when in meditation, then something comes and you say dukkha, and it means all this in one word. Does it make sense, Nicole? You, in one word, you have the subtext of this is not what I'm truly longing for, and this is not why I am sitting now in this meditation, so I will not grasp it. It can be there. It can go whenever it wants. I will not push it away, this pain or this painful thought or whatever. I will not push it away because my well-being does not depend on its absence. This is all this subtext, dukkha. When this is clear, then this is more easy to manipulate in meditation. And after, the next step is you don't have to say it. When you sit, it's known without having to bring back the view all the time. It's known that there will be no search for happiness in passing events. You see, that's a process, kind of. But the beginning, which is today for you of this, is like the first day of driving, when you have to watch your feet and your hand and the car coming there and in front and the gears and the steering wheel. And it's just too much. It's just too much. So that's a normal feeling. So this is intuition that will tell you if you have to keep going with this or not. Thank you. One more if we want. We're a bit late, but doesn't matter. If anybody has something now, then jump in. If not, we go for eating. Okay. So, thanks to some of your feedback, there was request to have a time maybe for some of you, those who want actually to meet during this one day retreat. And usually in retreat, we have a sharing circle at some point, and it's a very important aspect of the retreat. It's an aspect that connects, bring love and intimacy, and develops the feeling of Sangha that is so important. So, I had the idea that maybe, depending on how many you are, maybe 20 minutes before we start the afternoon meditation. So the afternoon meditation is at 2:30. And so before we start the afternoon meditation, there could be those of you who want could gather and share a little bit, like where we at and about this retreat, how we feel, whatever. And so anybody who is interested in sharing, which means meeting a little bit earlier than the official start, can stay on screen now. And anybody who is not interested and want to stay in a silent retreat, if you can just switch off your screen, you will disappear. Bon appétit. If you are cooking, cook mindfully. If you are eating, eat mindfully, go slowly, and see you later. And those who want to stay now, we organize the little group for after. Thank you. Okay, so everybody here is interested in this sharing group.
I am not really sure.
Yes.
So the idea,
I will explain a bit more. So the idea is that you will meet in groups or maybe 5-6, depending on how many you are, and have a few minutes each just to connect and develop some intimacy, and maybe express a little bit where you at, speak a little bit about maybe your practice or this morning, or you know, just finding words to meet. Yeah. So who would like this brings actually a very important sense of togetherness in the Dharma, which is quite important actually, and a feeling of family. But it's also a silent retreat, so it really depends where you're at. Okay, so everybody here wants to stay? Just because I have to assign, if you stay, you have to come because you will be in a group, and then if you don't come, the group may be a bit small and it changes. Okay, so give me 1 second. I'm coming, just don't move. Okay. So you are 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes, you're 9. So I think this is a nice size for just one group. And so let's meet at 2:05. Okay, so 25 minutes. It's kind of a three minute each is a beautiful time enough for sharing, not too long. Okay. Good. Bon appétit, Mahlzeit.
Et Denis?
Oui.
Si demain je pourrais faire que la matinée, c'est possible ça?
Oui.
Cool. Il faudrait que tu m'envoies un lien parce que tu avais dit que c'est les liens.
Ok.
Parce que je pense.